right. Trying to get into the practice of actually saying something instead of just shouting test over and over again and yammering on and saying every 5 seconds. What I want to talk about right now, off the top of my head, I guess, is that yesterday was a complete and total day of just having flashbacks. I spent the morning buying comics at the Blackest Friday sale at the Comic Dungeon and picked up October's issue of Action Comics, which had Vertigo's Death guest starring in it, as well as 1993's Death, the High Cost of Living miniseries by Neil Gaiman. And wow, just really great to kind of fall back in love with a character. It's like going home again, even though, you can never go home again. But no, seriously. And reading anything by Neil Gaiman is one step shy of a religious experience, as far as I'm concerned. But especially anything with Death. It's just his most amazing character. I mean, all of the Endless are, but especially her. And then after that, I rewatched Tron from 1982, getting ready for the movie, which I'm either worried or excited about. It depends on the day, honestly. And I hadn't watched Tron in years. I hadn't watched it since I first found out my wife at the time, or my girlfriend at the time, now my wife, hadn't seen it before. So I forced her to watch it, and that was 5 years ago, maybe? Anyways, rewatched it again yesterday. And I've read a lot of talk about, Disney isn't re-releasing Tron, because you can't find it on DVD anywhere right now. It's in the vault or whatever Disney's deal is. And there's a lot of talk about, Tron doesn't really stand up, so we don't really want people to see the original one before the new one comes out. And that's crap, because after rewatching it, this new one has so much to live up to. That movie is so damned good. And rewatching movies, a lot of times, I go, I was a stupid kid. Like, rewatching Goonies, I was a stupid kid. That movie sucks so bad, it sucks out loud. But Tron is still badass. Like, after I got done watching it, all I wanted was to break out my Intellivision and Tron Deadly Discs and just geek out. So yeah, the new Tron has a lot to live up to. And I guess we'll see if it does or not. So post-Tron, I watched Cartoon Network's Young Justice, which debuted Friday night, which isn't an exact translation of DC's Young Justice comic from the 90s, nor is it actually Teen Titans. It's just kind of a blend of the two. My favorite thing about it was just how accurately they stuck to Superboy's origin story. Talking about the 1993 Superboy clone created in Cadmus Labs. It wasn't a religious retelling. It wasn't a slave to the source material. But the spirit of the source material was there in full effect. Cadmus Labs, the Guardian was there, Double X was there. I was just, as a fan of that character, I was in love the entire time. It was fantastic. And it just reminded me of 1993, falling in love with that character all over again. And, I mean, God, I would go to college with my black leather jacket and my goofy haircut and my little sunglasses and a Superboy t-shirt. And I wanted to be Superboy before he was named Connor Kent, before he was named Kal-El, when he was just Superboy, Experiment 13. And I got all of that feeling back watching Young Justice last night, and it was fantastic. So, yeah, yesterday, all flashbacks all the time. And that's what I've got to talk about right now.